presents I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. Once more, we're coming to you from the glorious, historic city of Watford, forever associated with glamour, high finance, style and the international jet set, as summed up in the city's favourite son, Nick Leeson. Once again, we have with us our regular teams, and what can I say about them that hasn't been said before? They're four of the brightest, wittiest and most original comic talents in the business. And that's just a few things that have never been said about them. Anyway, they are on my right. Willie Rushton and Tim Brooke Taylor. And on my left, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And if that were not excitement enough, please welcome, taking things down with her usual gusto, the very delightful Samantha. First round is entitled Historical Headlines. In the olden days, teams, before newspapers were invented, the great news events of the day went largely unreported. The only news came from someone called a town crier, who I understand went into the market square and shouted out the main news stories before putting an enormous wooden checkerboard on his back so people could do the crossword. In this round, teams, I'd like you please to come up with some likely newspaper headlines that one might have found in the morning papers after a certain historical event. And the event is the French Revolution. And Barry, since you're the nearest thing we have to a local crier, will you start, please?
Hello, magazine. Our marriage will last forever, says Louis XVI.
Graham.
Then the Sun, spot the Pimpernel and win a Metro.
Willie?
The Independent has a headline here. Leaders of French Revolution promise liberty, egality, fraternity, free beer and dirty postcards of Sarah Bernhardt.
Tim?
Well, the Guardian has got liberty, equality and ostrich. The Times, in its old understated way, aristocracy most affected by cuts.
In similar vein, Financial Times, guillotine shares go through the roof. Aristo PLC take a tumbril.
Woman's Own, exclusive Madame Lafarge knitting pattern.
Good, well, let's try another. This time it's Julius Caesar's invasion of Britain. And Graham, would you start this time, please?
Yep, the Sun. Veni, vidi, gotcha.
The Guardian quotes Julius Caesar. Veni, vidi, ostrich.
British Medical Journal. Roman Army doctors set up Veni, vici, vidi clinic.
Melody Maker, Benny, VD, Fiki, Mick and Titch go to number one.
And the Colchester Echo, Tesco sells out of pizzas.
Financial Times, FT Index up 423 points on expectation of huge road building scheme.
Daily Express, Romans invade, no Britons involved.
Any more? Okay, well, it's time now for a popular round called Pick Up Song. As is customary in this game, my special gramophone will be operated by Samantha, who's pulled out a selection of old 7 inches to spin for your delight. I'd like your teams to sing along until, at my signal, Samantha will sharply twist the knob in an anti-clockwise motion causing the music to drop out. If on its return teams you're within a gnat's crotchet of the original, I'll be awarding points, and points mean prizes. What do points mean? Prizes! You've just heard one of several reasons why they've sealed off the centre of Watford with an impenetrable ring road. This week's prize, incidentally, is just the thing for the busy cross-dresser who's always on the move. This lovely portable TV set. Right, Tim, you're going to start. I'd like you to accompany Manhattan Transfer singing Java Jive.
I love coffee.
I love tea.
I love the Java Jive and it loves me. Coffee and tea and the Java and me. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup. Oh. I love Java sweet and hot. Whoops, Mr. Motor, I'm a coffee pot. Shoot me the pot and it'll pull me a shot. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup. Oh. From that wonderful mug, I got so rough till I'm snug in the jug. A slice of onion and a raw one. Draw one. Waiter, waiter.
Coffee.
Enormous gnat.
Willie, would you please accompany Muriel Smith singing Happy Talk from the musical South Pacific?
Happy talk, keep talking, happy talk. Talk about the things you like to do. You got to have a dream. If you don't have a dream, how you gonna have a dream come true? Talk about floating in the sky, looking like a lily on a lake. Talk about a bird learning how to fly, making all the music how he can make.
Oh! Be slow, Muriel.
Well, you were moving in on it.
Oh.
Graham, will you accompany Engelbert Humperdinck singing Release Me?
Please release me, let me go. For I don't love you anymore.
Your glasses, please.
She wastes our lives with me a sin. Release me and let me love again. Oh, I have found a new love, dear. And I will always want her near.
Always. Barry, I think it's fair to say you've got all to play for. You're going to accompany the Big Bopper singing Chantilly Lace.
Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down, a wiggle in a walk and a giggle in a talk. Make the world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny, make me spend my money.
You
feel real loose like a long neck, loose like a girl. Oh, baby, that's what I like.
What's that, baby?
Our next round is a new one in which, ladies and gentlemen, we must enter the strange twilight world of the supernatural. It's called Mystic Humph. And in it, I shall be revealing my secrets for winning the national lottery before asking the teams to reveal theirs. Listeners at home should at this point place their hands on their radios, please, in order to feel the warmth of my mental powers. Stop that, Samantha. Right, teams, I must ask you now to hum while I give my predictions. Yes. Yes. Yes, it's becoming clearer now. You can make a bundle of money out of the lottery by being the grandson of a famous prime minister and flogging state papers back to the nation. Okay, teams, you can stop humming now. Tim, what's your mystic tip for winning the lottery, please?
4, 19, 23, 37, and 48 are one short of the numbers you require for this.
Barry, your tip for winning the lottery?
Well, I hope it works for me. I've been pursuing it for some time, which is to combine my inside leg measurement with my phone number. But the downside is people keep ringing my inside leg. So, which can be pleasant, but...
Willie, well, this isn't giving me anything away, really. But if you write down any six numbers and one spare, that's seven numbers, and if you work on the law of average that none of those seven numbers will come up as usual, you can then cross them out. It's extremely unlikely the next seven numbers you write down are going to come up. So you cross them out. This is exercise you carry out until you've got 42 numbers. Then you just put down the last seven and you're in with a faint chance.
Graham.
Yes, well, Tim was one number short there, and I think I'm getting something coming through. The extra number. I'm getting a name. Somebody here. Anyone called Foskett? Forsyth? Fordyce? Hamilton? We've got a Smith here. Well, I mentioned six names and none of them are here. So six is the number that will come up.
I shall remember that.
Spooky.
The next round is called Connections, and in it I'd like the teams to identify the connections linking various people or things. For example, if I were to list the names Jack Charlton, Bobby Charlton, Suzanne Charlton, and Charlton Heston, you would, I hope, immediately spot the obvious connection. None of them have ever played for West Bromwich Albion. Tim, I'd like you to start, please, by telling me the connection between, and these are all genuine connections, in a box of false eyeballs, an artificial leg, and a bottle of bull semen. I'll say that again.
I love it when you talk dirty, Hunt. Something that happened in the war, was it?
In a bottle of bull semen.
This is the first aid kit of the South African rugby team. And obviously something that happened to you in the war as well.
Actually, the right answer, and it did happen to me during the war, by an odd coincidence, they've all been handed in to the London Transport Lost Property Office. Willie, your turn. Can you please connect Coca-Cola, Pledge and Nova?
Well, they're all jolly useful standbys if you can't get onto Dino Rod. Little household hint for anybody here. Drains are plugged. Is that right?
No, it's not.
Oh.
Anybody know?
No.
Well, they're all product names with unfortunate meanings in other countries. In China, the literal translation of the word Coca-Cola means bite the wax, tadpole.
How often would you say that?
I'm saying it all the time in wartime, I tell you. In Holland, pledge means urine. The people of Spain were reluctant to buy Nova cars, since in Spanish, Nova means doesn't go. Graham, what's the connection between Coco Chanel, or Chanel, I should say. My French is getting worse and worse. Oh. Herbert Hoover, Boris Karloff, and the Prophet Muhammad.
Yeah, tread carefully here, I think. Well, the mountain didn't come to any of them. I think the answer is that they all gave their names to products. Coco Chanel, the popular bedtime drink. And Herbert Hoover, of course, invented the Herbert Dab. And I think I'm right in saying that Boris Karloff's real name was Lillette. But if you think I'm going to risk a fatwa by going any further...
Well, it's a rather boring answer. They were all orphans. And Barry, can you spot the connection between Alexander Graham Bell, Thomas Edison, and Agatha Christie?
Oh, I read this. I read this in Rubber News. Which I get for the gardening hints.
Bid witting the hard way.
Alexander Graham Bell and Thomas Edison both made obscene phone calls to Agatha Christie. Just a shot in the dark.
Well, the interesting thing is they were all educated at home.
Who's
been jolly crowded for you, haven't they?
Was it during the war? These are back to
yes.
Right, now it's time to play the game called Mornington Crescent. Before we do, I noticed that we've been inundated with a card from a Mrs. Trellis. Who writes in her capacity as Secretary of the North Wales Chapter of the Mornington Crescent Psychic Insomniacs Trust. She writes, Dear Mr. Littleton. Dear Mr. Littleton, I know what you're thinking. Many heartfelt thanks to you and the teams for all the help you've given in finding a surefire cure for our members, many of whom hadn't slept a wink in years until discovering your program. P.S. It was so nice to hear you again next year. Well, glad to be of assistance, Mrs. Trellis. Anyway, back to the game. And this week we'll be playing Thornton's controversial Third Amendment.
Thornton's.
So, teams, you should be alert to the obvious trap when cross-hatching. Oh, and all stations can now be trumped, even out of kilter. Right, who's going to start? What about you, Graham?
Stations, right. Euston Road.
Paddington Place.
Clarendon Road.
Earl's Court Road.
Yes.
It's not out of kilter, is it?
No.
Earl's Court.
Completely done me.
Remember, Thornton.
That's true. But is it out of kilter?
Yeah. It's worth trying.
Euston Road.
I mean, it's not out of kilter.
Humph may not know.
Humph knows everything.
Oh.
So what's your move going to be?
I've forgotten now.
Well, you better think.
I said Euston Road.
Yes. Wasn't a very good move.
Well,
it was
kilterish. But a cross-hatching there.
It is cross-hatching, yes.
Well, I don't think Thornton would approve of that. Adjudication, please, Humph.
Why? I mean, you haven't made a challenge yet.
What?
You haven't contested it, so I can't adjudicate.
The challenge was, some time ago, that it wasn't out of kilter.
But it isn't out of kilter.
So the challenge was correct, then?
But he didn't trump it, did he?
The whole point was that it shouldn't be out of kilter.
But you didn't trump it?
No. But it was cross-hatching.
Leave that to you, Hum.
I mean, the rules clearly says you can trump it, even if it's out of kilter. You don't have to trump it, and you didn't.
Yeah, right.
Provided there's no cross-hatching, Humphrey. There's the rub.
There wasn't any cross-hatching. I thought we'd established that.
Yeah. Get on with it, Barry.
Come on, Barry.
St. Boss's back.
Vicarage Road.
Yep. He's a low and dirty player.
I'm playing nearly at home, that's why.
But I shall make a mockery of his move.
God, it's going to be good. Deeds Crescent.
King Street.
Mornington Crescent.
Oh. Yes. Yeah!
Trump.
Excellent. That was actually quite a good round. Now it's time for a round of limericks, the simple rhyme scheme that was, as you'd expect, originally devised in the Irish town of Cork. Teams, I must ask each of you to put on your dancing pumps and, as the Pope says to young mothers, get some rhythm. Because this week's theme is American soul musicians. I shall now furnish you teams each with a fecund first line, which I'd like you to continue taking one line each of.
And we do the fecund line, do we?
That was the wartime pronunciation. Willie, we're going to start with you. In Tesco's with earth, wind and fire.
In Tesco's with earth, wind and fire. Mr. Wind assaulted a buyer.
Mr. Fire then hit earth.
Who promptly gave birth.
Tesco's, news at 10, Barry Cryer.
Graham, your first line is, my hamster is called Otis Redding.
My hamster is called Otis Redding. My goldfish is Joan Armour Treading.
My dogs are the platters.
Not that that matters.
No, we're all up to here with the wedding.
Tim, I'm sorry about the scansion of this, but...
That's okay, Hump.
The artist formerly known as Prince.
The artist formerly known as Prince. On the stage, he would posture and mint.
Then just for a giggle...
Changed his name to a squiggle.
And nobody's heard of him since.
Finally, Barry, here's one for you. When it snows, you will find Sister Sledge.
Out mooning at night on the ledge.
Out mooning at night on a ledge.
One story down.
Is the maestro, James Brown.
Displaying his meat and two veg.
Right, well, now we have a musical round called Wurzels, in tribute to a madcap group of men who really put the county of Somerset on the map. The Ordnance Survey Land Registry Department. In this round, teams, I'll be asking you to sing certain songs of my choosing, but in the aggregate...
Bit of shrapnel coming up, is it?
In this round, teams, I'll be asking you to sing certain songs of my choosing, but in the agriculturally inspired West Country style of the Wurzels. Even though this is a musical round, you'll be accompanied at the piano by Colin Sell. Incidentally, regarding the certain fame which Colin Sell enjoyed as a young man, I've been supplied with an old cutting from Colin's local paper about his first record. It reads, Colin Sell went straight in at number 4. Magistrates gave him 6 months up after hearing he lived at number 28. Right. Barry and Graham, you're to start, and your song is the delightful You Are My Lucky Star.
Lovely eyes and me they were gleaming. I was starstruck. You're all my mucky charms. I'm mucky in your arms. You opened Devon's portal, dear, on earth for this poor mortal. You are my mucky star.
Now, your turn, Tim and Willie, and your song is You Made Me Love You.
He made I love me. I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it. He made I want me. And all the time he knew it. Oh, yes, I always knew it. He made I happy sometimes. Oh, he made I mad. Every time
he's here, he made I feel so bad.
I didn't want to tell you, I didn't want to tell you. I want some scrumpy trip with you. What I cry for, you know, he's on the
brand of what I die for. He knows I made me
love him.
Come by now, mister.
They do say that all good things must come to an end, which means that we've still got plenty more rounds to endure. Anyway, there's still time to play a swift round of Train Drivers Film Club. So while Samantha nips out to blow the station master's whistle for him, I'd like you teams to suggest some titles of films likely to be popular with an audience of train drivers and other railway staff. And Willie, we'll start with you.
A Close Encounter in the Third Class.
Four sidings and a Euro tunnel.
The Wrong Sort of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Purple Train, starring Signal, formerly known as Point.
Sidings of the Lambs.
King Solomon's Mind the Doors, please.
The Odd Coupling.
Never on a Sunday.
Thank you. The French as Lieutenant's Woman.
Cheap Day Return of the Jedi.
The Line in Winter. Closed due to Leif Erikson on the line.
So, as the frisky tomcat of fate confronts the scalpel of destiny, and the precious natural woodland of time meets the motorway extension of eternity, I see that our time is up. So, from the team, Samantha, myself, and the fine people of Watford, goodbye.
Tim Rocair, Barry Cryer, Graham Garden and Willie Rushton have been given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme was produced by John Naismith.